The mascot for Butler is the Bulldogs, and I tell people my wife is a Bulldog, and she also graduated from Butler. So she's with us today, the First Lady of Indiana. You're actually going to hear from her in just a moment. Scott, thanks for that warm and personal introduction, and thank you for your energetic leadership and your passion for Monosol, for this extraordinary partnership with Kurari, and for the opportunities that we gather here today. This is a great day in Portage. This is a great day in Northwest Indiana, but with $95 million invested and 150 new good-paying jobs, this is a great day for Indiana. And I'm honored to be here with you. Scott, thank you for your leadership. I'm especially honored to be able to share the stage with Mr. Ito. Thank you for your tremendous leadership of Kurari. Will you honor us by your presence today? Indiana today is home to more than 250 Japanese companies, which over the last four decades have found a warm and a welcoming environment and really a second home here in the Hoosier State. And your presence here today, Kurari's renewed investment in the state of Indiana, is a great honor to us, to our state. And I do not speak Japanese as well as you speak English. But let me say from my heart, domo arigato for your investment in Indiana today. I'm also grateful to see my friend, the Consul General, Mr. Iwato. Thank you so much for your kind words on our last trip to Japan. He was there every step of the way helping to tell Indiana's story, and we appreciate your passion. I know you serve a number of states across the Midwest as Consul General. But we know who's your favorite. So thank you for being here. Scott Workman, thank you for your eloquent words and for Procter & Gamble's longstanding relationship with Monosol and with this great company. And I also want to thank partners who were able to bring this about. The city of Portage, Indiana is a wonderful place to live and to work and to raise a family. Days like today prove that Portage is also a place where businesses know they can grow with confidence. And the person who leads that is at the helm of that. We'll hear from him in a moment. But he is my friend. He's a man of integrity, but a man who has a passion for growing Portage. Mayor James Snyder, thank you so much for your great leadership and for being here today. I want to thank the Northwest Indiana Regional Development Authority, and of course, Scott, as you did, I want to thank my team. You are only as good as your team when you have positions like Mr. Ito has, and like Scott has, and I have. I see a number of members of Indiana's economic development team here, and also with Regional Development Authority, Bill Hanna, with my Secretary of Commerce, Victor Smith, who I think he goes to Japan about every month, Mr. Ito, if you want to know the truth of it. Would my team stand up or just raise your hand if you're standing? This is the hardest working economic development team for any state in the United States of America. Thank you, guys. It is extraordinary. A global company, Monosol, is developing and manufacturing products right here in Northwest Indiana that are used all over the world, and it's a source of great pride in this community, and you heard that reflected in the eloquent comments that preceded me. In preparing for today, I did do my homework for today, Scott. You know, I learned that your water-soluble films are used in everything from laundry detergent pods to fertilizers to prosthetic limbs to aerospace components. You literally have an impact on industries all over the world, and just as importantly, on the quality of life all over the world. And the whole team here at Monosol, I know, is proud of that. And the growth in this phase of operations, which I know will continue in the years ahead, is a great, great tribute to the contributions that this company has made since its inception many years ago. But this partnership with a global company like Kurari has opened up new doors of opportunity, and it's incredibly exciting to be able to celebrate this with you today. With Monosol having joined Kurari back in 2012, which was literally just 1 year before my first jobs development mission to Japan. We had an opportunity with about 40 different Hoosiers to travel there and to meet with your team and your representatives in Japan. And I got a sense of the extraordinary potential of this partnership, and it's incredibly exciting in this great room full of Hoosiers and partners and friends to be able to celebrate that. But as I said, it's all part of a relationship between the people of Japan and the people of Indiana that I think is truly unique for any state in the United States. More than 250 Japanese companies, more than 52,000 Hoosiers go to work every day at Japanese companies located somewhere in the 92 counties of Indiana. And the state of Indiana actually exports more than $1.6 billion in Hoosier-made goods to Japan each year. Indiana boasts the largest amount of Japanese investment per capita in the United States, and these companies employ more people in Indiana than any other state in the region. Now, I think that's a result of a great business environment that we've been building in Indiana over the last 10 years. We have a balanced budget. We have strong reserves. We've made record investments in infrastructure, record investments in education, and we passed the largest state tax cut in Indiana history just a few short years ago. It's resulted in a growing Indiana economy. In today's news, 150 new good-paying jobs here at Monosol is part of that widening success story, and we're humbled to be a small part of it. But I also believe that the relationship between Indiana companies and Japan goes beyond the dollars and cents. It goes beyond just a good business environment. Because truthfully, companies like Kurare and frankly Monosol itself could really grow anywhere. Could grow anywhere in the United States, and Kurare could grow anywhere in the world. And so I truly do believe that what explains the unique relationship between companies like Kurare, Monosol, and Indiana is something a little bit more than just the dollars and cents. I think it the bond that we enjoy, if I can try one more Japanese word, was shared with me once on a trip overseas that there's something that you Japanese call kizuna. It is a description of a personal relationship, a relationship of mutual respect and admiration. And I am absolutely convinced in all the time that I've spent with Japanese firms and with all the Hoosiers that employ them, that it's that relationship that has been forged. And I think it's a relationship that's been forged on common values. You know, here in Indiana, much like Japan, we have a long tradition in agriculture and in manufacturing. But even more importantly than that, we have a real commitment to community. We have a belief in the importance of family. You just heard Mr. Ito describe this corporation's commitment, not just financially here, but the way that this corporation takes pride and lives out every day its commitment to making this community a better place to live. And I think those are common values between the people of Indiana. The hard work, the integrity, the commitment to excellence. Mr. Ito, you know, I've often said in Indiana we've done two things especially well for 200 years. We make things and we grow things. And that's equally true of both of our people, and we take pride in it. And so I want to say thank you again today. Thank you for letting me and the First Lady be a small part of this. Thank you for giving Indiana a chance to partner, Scott, with you and Mr. Ito and the whole team here with Portage to help bring this day about. The credit really goes to Scott Benning and his team and their energy and their entrepreneurial spirit that's characterized this company from its inception. The credit goes to Mr. Ito and Kurare for believing in Indiana and the investment. The credit goes to a great economic team here in Portage, Indiana, and to great partners and customers of this company. But I think Scott and Mr. Ito would not begrudge me saying, I think most of the credit goes when you see an investment of $95 million creating 150 new good-paying jobs. I think most of the credit goes to the people of Indiana, to the people of Monosol's team today, to the people of Northwest Indiana, because when this company chose to grow here, they chose to grow here with confidence in the people of the great state of Indiana. So to each and every one of you, I offer my heartfelt congratulations, and God bless.